Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
From Brawl on the Bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. The past, hit a record, hit a bad, I'm with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct traffic, some kind of fashion trigger. Along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the ILC podcast, rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, put up with the golf guru, Carver High this afternoon. Mafia is running it with. I am your father. The rundown on a terrible towel Tuesday, a double shot with Morenci from British Columbia in this hour, and within the walls of this hour, Mike DeCourcy, the famed scribe from the Sporting News. And then in the coup de grace hour, the final hour of love, Coach James Young, our basketball guru, talking about the NBA draft, which is tomorrow night and Thursday night on Sports Grid, continuing coverage both nights of rounds 1 and 2 right here on the grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Of course, Coach will be a part of that. The Kevin Walsh, many others involved in the NBA draft starting tomorrow night right here on Sports Grid. All right. So we started up on a Tuesday, and how about that trade today? I almost fell over when I saw the Celtics trade Holiday to the Blazers for Simon. I couldn't believe it, to be honest with you, but I guess they couldn't afford to pay all of them.
Yeah, it sounds like, Scotty, and yes, happy Tuesday to everybody. It is Tuesday, right? Yes, it is. I'm just making sure.
Yes,
Tuesday,
sir.
Here on Coast to Coast. You never know. When you get into the dog days of summer, they all start rolling together. Scotty, that's what they do. Yes, trade in the NBA last night, and it sounds like there could be even more coming down the pike as Drew Holiday goes to Portland, Anthony Simons goes back to the Celtics, a couple draft picks involved in there as well, and this does a couple of things for the Celtics, Scotty. It gets them under that. Now, look, I'm not any capologist by any means, but gets them under the second apron of the salary cap, and a younger player in Simons. They're not going to have Tatum this year. Simons could score, and Drew heads himself out to Portland. It's funny how much he gets passed around, considering he usually wins wherever he goes. It is pretty funny how often he gets passed
around. Yeah, he's a great player, and I think he'll obviously make Portland better, just like he made Milwaukee better, like he made the Celtics champions. I think there's little doubt what he accomplished in Boston. It wasn't just Tatum and Brown. I thought he was every bit a part of it, and they had everything clicking on that team that won the title last year, and he was a mainstay in that lineup. That's just all there is to it. Now, he's been around. He's getting older. There's no doubt. I don't think he's old yet, but he's definitely getting older. And I don't know what their idea is. Obviously, this kid's younger and is very exciting. We'll see how he fits with these other star players who are both ball hogs. There is no doubt in my mind that Simon went from, I believe getting whatever he wanted in Portland to getting next to nothing in Boston. They're not going to give him the ball. You know, I play with guys that are great scorers, and, you know, they score, and they go to the 10, and they finish. And they'll give you a pass if you're wide open under the basket cooking hot dogs, and that's about the only time. And I mean that respectfully. Guys are great players. They score. That's what they do. And you got to let them do their thing. But I think Simon's days of getting a lot of looks and shots are over. That's just my guess. I don't believe either one of them, Tatum or Brown, pass the ball.
No, they don't. And look, this is could be the start of more deals for the Celtics, because allegedly they're shopping the zinger in a big way too. So they're looking to get the zinger out of town as well, who didn't play a lot, as we know, coming down the stretch. He missed some time.
I don't think they like really that he's injured all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had to know that was a chance getting him, right? I mean, it's not like anywhere he's been in the past, New York, Dallas, Washington. It's not like he's ever played every game anywhere he's been. He's always had a history of missing lots of time, but he could be the next out the door. Celtics are going to look very different next year, especially with no Tatum.
I think he's a shooter, no doubt about it. He can stick it from mid-range and from three. I don't doubt that he can shoot. But I do question, for my money, I think he's soft. He is not a guy that's going to go inside and push anyone around. He'll alter shots. He will block shots. He's like Chet Holmgren. I mean, let's face facts. Zinger's never been anything more than a stick either. He's a skinny stick. He can block anything. But when it gets to, you know, violence time, physicality time, banging time, rebounding time, he gets blocked out so fast. He's like a Kleenex. I mean, he's just not tough. And you know what? The other thing is, as I mentioned, he gets injured. He's so soft that if he gets involved in any of those types of shenanigans, he crumbles like a chocolate chip cookie that's been in a bag. I mean, the bottom line is he's not tough. He's not.
Not tough at all. So we shall see what happens, of course, with the draft being tomorrow night. You could expect some more activity between now and then. I even saw a story today, Scotty, that Oklahoma City was planning on maybe taking a bunch of their picks that they have and trying to move up into the top 10. They must have their eye on somebody. Hell knows they got enough assets if they wanted to try and do it. But Rich getting richer after winning the NBA title. No sleep for Presti.
Yeah, I don't. Fair enough. I'm sure he's going to be Howie Roseman and do whatever he wants. But I don't, frankly, in my opinion, think they need anything.
They don't. But now it's they've already won. Now they have to, you know, they're going to tinker a little bit and show that they're smarter than everybody else.
Well, they can go. I think they can. They're, you know, today they're learning how to drink a little. When they won the title, they were. I gave them a 2 out of 10 for that party, and then today they moved it up to about a 6 from a 2.
Yeah.
They had a parade today, and they're all hammered, and it's hot outside, and they're all, you can tell they're drunk. So at least they upped it from a 2 to a 6. I don't think they need anything. And you know what I would do? Seriously, like at this point, when you have a team that loaded, that young, that under contract like they do for the next 2 seasons, I would save all of those first round picks that they have. And I would worry about it then. This team right there as is can go out, I believe, next year and win another title. There's no team in the league better than them. Not the Celtics. Not the Lakers. You know, we hear about the Lakers every year that they're going to win the title, like we hear about the Jets and Giants in New York are going to win the Super Bowl every year. They always say that in July and August, that the gangrene and the big blue are going to win the Super Bowl. And we know what happens. I'll give you the New York football Giants have won 4 of them, but it's been a minute. And the Jets never win anything.
They never win anything. That's very true. So we have all of that today. We'll go through all the baseball from last night. Everybody's playing tonight. What a great night for the homers last night. Summer's here.
I mean, balls, you rang the bell so much, I lost track of who did it.
Yeah, I had a couple of the ones that we mentioned, and there were some add-ons late at night that ended up coming through. A wood doctor came through. I had a big one with Tatis that I added late night, which was very nice as well. So really good night with the homers. And Why wouldn't we have more Aaron Rodgers news? Pretty sure that this is his last year in the NFL. Pretty sure is what he said.
We didn't need him to tell us that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, so you can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 on all of our TV and radio outlets. We get Morenci for a double shot every day from Vancouver. And how about this one today? Benfica and Bayern in Charlotte, and it's cooking hot outside. Bright sunshine, baking 100 degrees, and they're going at it. And these are two really good teams. Bayern unbeaten so far in the Club World Cup. What a game.
You know what? I think Bayern Munich could actually win this thing. And we've got our eye on Boca and Auckland right now. But Bayern Munich won their first game 10-0, so they got the goal differential. They win
Benfica
just
scored.
Whoa! And Benfica scores early on Bayern. You know what's crazy? Benfica could actually win the group, Scott, if they win this game. And they really haven't looked great in the tournament. They kind of struggled. They won 6-0 against Auckland, but they were favored by 6.5, 5.5, 6. They scored a bunch of late goals. They had a draw with Boca earlier. But, you know, Scott, this tournament, this FIFA Club World Cup tournament, is a lot like the Four Nations hockey was, right? Remember, like, the Four Nations hockey, people thought it was, like, the greatest thing ever when it was done. Like, you know, I mean, like,
it did better in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, like, way better. Like, way better. Like, people thought, oh, this is amazing. We got to do this more. And going into it, Scott, you could buy tickets for like $60, right? There was no hype in Montreal about it. There was no hype. People and that's where they had the games. Like, leading into it, tickets were available. They were like, you know what I mean? They were pushing, hey, come buy tickets, come buy tickets.
And Boston too, right?
Same thing in Boston. There wasn't much of a buzz. Yeah, yeah. Fast forward to the championship game, Scott, tickets were like $2,500 to get into the building, right? The Four Nations is a lot like this FIFA, where it's a cash grab. This is dumb. Why are we doing this? To, wow, this is pretty effing cool. And anyone's watching these games, man, last night, Inter Miami, Hard Rock Stadium against the Brazilian side, Palmeiras, not an empty seat in the house. When's the last time Hard Rock Stadium in Miami was sold out, Scott? Dolphins
I'll tell
don't
you
sell
what,
it out.
It was when the Yankees played the Marlins in the World Series in 2003.
Yeah, you're right. Like that long ago, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a fun buzz about this, and this is for degenerate gamblers right now, guys. But so the Boca Juniors, they need to score like 7 goals, and they're screwed if Benfica win. But I think Bayern will still come back probably. But so, Scott, they need to score 7 goals to advance. And this Auckland team, the players make $90 a week. They're a semi-pro team. They lost 10-0 to Bayern. They lost 6-0 to Benfica. Still scoreless right now in the 14th minute against the Boca Juniors.
Yeah, that one's underway. I got to ask you, and just so we're clear, there's other games today. I had them up, and then it's LA Football Club and Flamengo, that Brazilian team, and then Tunis and Chelsea. Those games are tonight at 9:00, both on DAZN. This other one, the Boca Juniors are on DAZN. In America, this Bayern game is on TNT right now. So I want to ask you that shirt you have on there, that Expos jersey. Like when you left, if you left your condo today with that on, how many fans and women would chase you down the street like you were Elvis? I mean, how many do you think would attack you? Could you make it down to the corner for a betting
it
slip?
It is pretty sharp.
You know what I mean? Like, could you make it to the corner store and back without being, you know, someone might tear it right off of you. You'd be naked in the street.
You know, it's funny you say that, actually, Scott, because that actually nearly happened to me once with an Expos jersey. But that's another story, actually, that's a little out there.
A little graphic.
Yeah, a little graphic. But now, you know what? I'll tell it. It's actually kind of funny. So I just got in. I remember the year because I just started. It was like 2002. And I used to live with a bunch of dudes in a band, and they, you know, a bunch of like, you know, hangers on and stuff were always hanging around, and I wanted to get out of this place, Scott. So I finished my radio show and I'm walking down the street, and outside of a Burger King, I see like this sort of hustler, like dealer type dude, and he's wearing a Tim Raines jersey. And I look and I'm like, man, I got the exact same jersey as that dude. I go into a Burger King and I see a dude wearing this Allen Iverson jersey. I'm like, I got the same jersey as that guy. And I'm walking around the streets, and it's in a bad neighborhood of Montreal. I'm walking around the streets, Scott, and all these people on the street are like wearing clothes that I have. And I think to myself, I'm like, man, I got to stop dressing like a pimp. I look like all these pimps on the street. And I get home and I realize I was robbed. There was my clothes.
They were wearing your clothes. They had stolen all your clothes.
There was my clothes. Some dude that was a hanger-on with some band went into my room and stole all these jerseys and sold them to the street people.
Oh, my God. So you saw them all wearing your clothes that your roommate stole from you.
Oh, and it was a Michigan jersey that I loved. And I see this dude. I'm like, oh, God.
What did you do to him? Did you beat his ass?
I went up to the dude on the street, and I told the guy, I said, you're not going to believe this, but I said, that's actually my jersey. And he goes, yeah, really, huh? And I'm like, yeah. I said, listen, I don't want it back. And I'll never forget, there was like a blood stain on it already. I was like, man, my poor clothes. Yeah, my poor clothes. But yeah, that's a true story, Scott. I was walking down the street, and I saw someone wearing an Expo jersey, and that's how that story started.
My guess is you wouldn't make it down the block and back with that on. Without kind of interference.
I think you agree. Listen, Pittsburgh and Montreal, like Sherpan likes the Expos a lot. And you know, it's funny, you know, he knows all these Expo players from the 70s, 80s era. Growing up too, Scott, I mean, I love the Expos and the Dodgers, but the Pirates, like, I didn't dislike the Pirates. They were too cool not to like, bro. You know, with that hat and Kent DeColvey and Dave Parker and Pops and Willie Stargell. So it's funny, Matlock. People, like, if you ask them what their favorite jerseys are, the Expos are right up there, bro. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? It's one of the best baseball jerseys ever. People love that Pirates gear, too, bro. I mean, that old school Pirates gear is sweet.
I'll never forget my friend Chuck D from Public Enemy. He would always perform live with the Pirate hat on. He would do my show through the years. I always liked Chuck for wearing the Pirate hat. So we got another shot with Morenci coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, talking to Morenci, I was always good friends with Joe Thornton. Jumbo just got into the Hall of Fame. Joe's done my show a million times over the years. Jennifer Botterill, Zdeno Chara, Brianna Decker, Duncan Keith, Mo Gilney, and Joe Thornton. The others are builders that people have never heard of. But what do you think of that class?
I've got, you know, sometimes, you know, you kind of roll your eyes. Sometimes it, I don't want to take anything away from the Hockey Hall of Fame, but it's hard not to get it. It's almost like the Basketball Hall of Fame. Not to take anything away from it, but everybody's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And the Hockey Hall of Fame as well. You have to really, really, really upset the establishment not to get in to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Jeremy Roenick did. Tkachuk is a name right now being tossed around. You know, that's a debate, actually, because I got to be honest. I don't think Keith Tkachuk is one of the greatest players ever, but is he as good as some of the other guys in the Hockey Hall of Fame? Sure. But, Scott, if you look at this class, and I'm not surprised, yeah, you know, you and Thornton are buddies. Thornton likes metal. I know buddies of Thornton, too, that said, yeah, Thornton's a big rageaholic. He's down with the rage. Yeah. Thornton's a good guy. I know a lot of people that know him. And, you know, great hockey players. Zdeno Chara. I mean, what are you going to say about Zdeno Chara? Duncan Keith, one of the greatest ever. Carey Price. Like, they're all slam dunks here, Scott. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, is anyone going to sit here and argue and say that Joe Thornton's not a Hall of Famer, or the Chara's not a Hall of Famer, or the Duncan Keith's not a Hall of Famer, or Carey Price's not a Hall of Famer? Can't do it. Right? Like, so they got it right. Jennifer Botterill is a, she played for Team Canada.
Jason, wasn't that her brother?
Yes. No, I don't think so. I don't think they're related, actually.
Yeah, really?
What, the reporter, Jason Botterill?
No, wasn't there a player on the guy's side, Botterill?
Let me see. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Here it is. Jennifer Botterill. Yeah. But anyways, I'm just letting people know who she is. She's getting to the Hall of Fame. She went to Harvard, too. She's very smart. She's on Hockey Night in Canada. She's on, like, the Stanley Cup coverage, actually.
I've seen her on there. Is she on TSN?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I've seen her on there doing the playoffs and stuff. She's pretty good. All right, let me ask you about this trade in the NBA. Not the one that Holiday, we already saw that go for Simon.
Yeah.
But just now, the Pelicans traded CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, a future second-round pick to the Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 pick. So Jordan Poole moves again. He's moved twice since Green punched him in the mouth.
You know what? So I guess they figure that Jordan Poole sort of replaces Brandon Ingram, right? Brandon Ingram didn't play last year for the most part, but Brandon Ingram's on the Raptors right now. So they bring in a new score. Say what you will about Poole. He can light the bucket up, Scott, right? He can score.
Yeah.
But to me, this is like, all right, the Pelicans are a train wreck of an organization. Let's just call it out for what it is. And, you know, the Wizards, I don't know, builds a little depth here, Scott. I mean, if there was a team that got, like, just absolutely devastated by the NBA draft lottery, it was the Wizards. Like, not only did they not get the first pick, what do they have, like the sixth pick?
You know what I mean? The sixth.
Yeah, like it's just a complete nightmare for the Washington Wizards in this draft. Speaking of the draft,
they're going to get Ace Bailey at six. That's where he's going to fall to.
Yeah, do you believe that? Do you really think that Bailey's going to fall?
I didn't believe it when I first heard it, but it sounds to me like Philly's not interested in him.
You know, this thing with Bailey is, and Boca just scored their first goal in the 25th minute. The thing with Bailey is, Scott, he's refused interviews and meetings with every team. So I don't know what his method, like. He bailed on the Sixers the other day. The Sixers are drafting third.
I know.
All right. So supposedly he refused to meet with anybody after the top three. Because he believes that he's a top two pick. You're not. Like, figure it out, bro. You're not. But I don't think he falls to six. And I don't want to be put off by that, Scott, that he blew the Sixers off in a meeting. Because if the Sixers like him, I mean, isn't he the third best player in the draft? I mean, well, him and Harper.
I said that the other day on the show, that he's still the third best player in the draft. And I got to tell you, after literally when you get down past 9 and 10, I mean, it gets real sketchy. I mean, it does. Oh yeah,
it does. Hey, my bet is Malawak, the kid from Duke, gets taken by the Toronto Raptors with the 9th pick overall. That's a little bet.
He's soft, +250.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike DeCourcy, the famed scribe from the Sporting News, joins us weekly here on Coast to Coast. You can also catch him during the college basketball season on Fox Sports, College Hoops coverage, and the Big Ten Network. He's on the take for the Indiana Hoosiers and for Pharrell because he's from Pittsburgh. God bless him. Anyway, you wrote about Ace Bailey, and I thought it was interesting that you said that he's kind of transformed into Johnny Lawrence on The Karate Kid, into a villain type. Because over the last few days, he's been portrayed as this guy that's unwilling to meet with teams and the like. But I only care about his basketball prowess. Although I have to say, and I know Dylan Harper, I watched him train every morning for about 2 years where I play ball. He would be with his trainer shooting in the morning at 5 a.m. when we got there at 5:30. I'd always see this kid. And I mean, I used to sit and watch him, Mike. And I was like, oh my goodness. I saw him hit like 100 straight threes. And I was like, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. And he was right in front of my very eyes. I played against his brother that obviously made it at Rutgers and into the league. And I knew Dylan, but you know, he's number two automatic. Why couldn't Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey win together was what threw me off. I can never understand how average they were. That team was awful.
Well, I think it starts with the fact that they didn't have a lot beyond those two. I think it was hard for Rutgers to be Rutgers. Rutgers got to be successful in the Big Ten over the previous few years by being this lunch pail type of team that worked hard, on both ends of the floor, especially at the defensive end, were never elite offensively. That was hard to instill into a couple of five-star freshmen in short order. They had less talent around them. After Cliff Amore decided to go to Alabama, they lost a lot of what would have made them a successful team. And also, Dylan was hurt a lot, and they didn't get a lot of health as a result of that. Ace came into the year hurt, so he missed a lot of the preseason prep. It just didn't work. And honestly, Scott, the history of this circumstance where you aren't used to having these guys, these five, not just five-star guys, but like the very cream, the guys who are going to be lottery picks. If you're not used to having them in your program, you usually fail. When you go back to Washington with Lorenzo Romar, when it ended up costing him his career. We've seen a lot of coaches that were fired very close to having those sorts of players on their team. And it's not a great situation. So I don't look at those two guys as what Rutgers was this year. I look at them as prospects, irrespective of what they did in terms of their team success. And I think Dylan is a great prospect. He fits the mold of what the new point guard is, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Tyrese Halliburton, 6'5", 6'6", guy. Except he's more physical than either player, and how that comes into play and how that works for him, we will see. But he's physically stronger than either one of them. And then Ace is—it's phenomenal to see what's the narrative that's happened with him over the last week and a half. Because I talked to Steve Peichel probably before that really started to go, and Steve is like, "This kid is the best kid that I have. He is just wonderful." He says the best explanation of it is he said we have like 26 student managers in our program, and I think I know most of them, but I don't know all of them. And he said Ace knows every single guy because that's the kind of guy he is. He connects with people around him. He plays with great joy. That's something that that Fran Fraschilla from ESPN told me in the article. He's not the player he's being portrayed as. They seem to be trying to get him to go to a certain direction, and I don't know what that direction is, Scott, but I don't understand it because what you should be trying to do is go as high in the draft as possible. The difference between the number three pick and the number six pick doesn't seem like much, Scott. Over the first 3 years of the contract, the rookie scale contract, it is $8 million. That's like playing a full year for free. Why would you do that voluntarily?
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. I have to ask you, how big is he? There's been so many lies about his size, and why? I don't understand why people, is it that people are doing this to him or that he's doing it to himself?
Well, it seems to be the direction he's getting from those around him. I mean, because I don't think that somebody said, hey, Ace, we want you to go ball in Philly. And he said, no, I don't want to ball. That's not who he is. You roll a ball out at him and he's going to go. So someone's handling him, agent, manager, whatever, is saying, this is how we're going to do this. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit with his personality, and it doesn't fit with his taste for competition. He loves to play. So I don't understand that part of it. The height part of it is not a big deal. Look, everybody plays in shoes, and everybody's height as listed on their roster is the shoe height. Why the NBA does this, and I think it's because they get a little buzz out of it. Oh, look, he's only 6'7.5". Well, first of all, no one types out the 6'7.5". It's a pain in the butt. So right away, the guy's 6'8". You throw a couple shoes on him, a couple basketball shoes, now he's 6'9". So if they fudge the extra inch, what difference does it make? He's a 6'9", small forward. That's still pretty big, Scott.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Speaking of big, how about your guy, Derek Queen? We saw him take his game to an entirely different level at Maryland last year. He was really phenomenal, and teams have to be licking their chops at this guy.
Except that they aren't, Scott. And one of the reasons is, yeah, I mean, I think you're seeing him mostly projected into double figures, 11, 12, I think is the consensus. And maybe somebody will surprise us and say, no, I see what DeCourcy's seeing. I agree with him. We're taking him higher. Because I think Derek Queen is a special talent. He has a gift for the game that is rare. It's not measurable. It's a rare gift. He doesn't jump high. He was measured, I think, at 28 inches in his max vertical. That's not high. That's the kind of thing that makes it difficult for you to be a great shot blocker. You know what Jokic's vertical was measured at, Scott? It was 17 inches when he was 19 years old. And yet he somehow was the NBA MVP. Now, I'm not saying that that's where Derek Queen is headed, but I think it's showing that it can be overcome. And Derek has a lot of the same skills. Again, not to that degree, but a lot of the same skills. Now, he'll have to become a better shooter in order to succeed. I think he made 17 threes as a freshman at Maryland. It's going to have to be better than that. But that's not uncommon for a guy his size who's been playing as a center for his entire career all the way coming up. Even when he was at Montverde, he's still the center, and he's surrounded by a bunch of perimeter guys like Cooper Flagg. So he's not going to get a lot of opportunities to get out there and stretch it. So it's something he'll have to work on now. But if he has that hunger, and this is something that I say with a lot of players, I don't know the players and how desperately they want it. But in order to become great in the NBA, Scott, the first paycheck can't move you. The second one, the third one, the first year, none of it can move you. The only thing that can move you is what moves Kevin Durant and moves LeBron James, and that's the hunger to be great. If you have the hunger to be great, and if Derek Queen has that hunger, I think he'll be special.
How big was the DeCourcy birthday celebration over the weekend?
It was pretty small, but it was nice, Scott. Absolutely. I went to see Camelot. It's a musical I've always wanted to see. It was here in Pittsburgh, at the Civic Light Opera. So I saw Camelot, and it was a great experience. We loved it.
I've been there to the Civic Light Opera. That is fantastic. I'm glad you had a nice 40th birthday, Mike. Congratulations from all of us at Coast to Coast. Real quick, have you been watching the Club World Cup and the Gold Cup?
I was at the Juventus game last week, so I have been watching it all and looking forward to the quarterfinal against Costa Rica for the U.S. in the Gold Cup and to the Club World Cup, getting down to the real meat of it. It is early part not to play.
Happy belated, Mike.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 minutes. Fast for 40 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Couple of tickets last night that were nice. The Reds were one of them at plus 105, and I hit that Cardinals win over the Cubs. Those were two that I was invested in. One of my failings was the Red Sox game. The Angels beat their ass out in Anaheim, but why don't you start baseball with that big Reds win over the Yankees last night, a great American in the Queen City.
Yeah, we can start there, of course, as the Yankees came into town. And they got to see Ellie De La Cruz on display in firsthand. Just a double short of the cycle. He had an RBI triple. He had a single. And he had a big fly on FanDuel Sportsnet.
His sister in San Diego, who was his caretaker. Driven to right. Judge in steep retreat. Gone for De La Cruz. Triple single homer. His team. Cincinnati.
3 RBIs, a couple of runs. What didn't this guy do last night? I saw that shot to right late in that game, and it was nice. I had him at plus 105, so I'll take it.
And Judge did hit one in the first inning into the second
deck.
But that was it. The Yankee bats were very quiet after that. In fact, they left a small village on the base paths. The rest of the night, they had several opportunities with runners in scoring position, and they were just not.
I wonder
able
what
to
they're
going to
do tonight against that Chase Burns kid. They brought him up, and he's their top prospect. This guy throws gas, apparently. I can't wait to see how he does tonight against Rodon in his first big league. Let's face it, start right. Like they're bringing him up. He barely pitched in Triple A.
I'm waiting for the Yankee lineup. I'm interested also to see who, because now the Yankees have like these, you know, someone's got to sit every night. Usually there's a couple of guys that got to sit. They can't play all these guys on a nightly basis. So I'm interested to see what lefty bats Boone's going to put in there tonight against the rookie Burns making his first major league start. Also last night, Orioles beat the Rangers 6-0. Man, were we wrong on Trevor Rogers. 8 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 4 Ks. The Rangers couldn't touch him all night. A tremendous performance by him. Braves beat the Mets 3-2. Look who it is again for the Braves. Win or lose since he's come back, Ronald Acuna Jr. just continues to mash baseballs on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Ronald gives this a ride to center field. How far is it going to go? Far enough to make it 2-0. Acuna has done it again.
Have you ever seen anyone celebrate like this guy from the minute he flips the bat? His trounce around the bases takes forever, and he literally celebrates the entire time. He's like, he's a bird. He flops his arms. He does all this stuff. Put him in the home run derby already.
He does have a very anime.
What is that he does between short and third? He stops and does a little
dance there. And I, you know, the old school, you know, the old baseball fan probably really doesn't like that. You know, I don't like a guy stopping and having fun. You're not allowed to have fun out there. Back
the kids get out of my yard.
We'd throw at that guy next time he came up. You know, who are you to dance between second and third base?
Keep your balls out of my yard.
Calm down. Like you said, like we said this yesterday, put the guy in the home run derby one way or the other. Let him have some fun. It's in Atlanta. Get serious. Meanwhile, the Mets, they have big problems. They have now lost 9 out of 10. They've lost all 4 games to the Braves this year. They are having a very tough time right now. Why don't we check in with Mets manager Carlos Mendoza and see how he feels?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Especially when you're chasing a lot, and it feels like during this stretch we're getting down early in games, and then the at bats are pretty much completely different. Whether you're spending a lot of times on defense, and then you want to give your starter a little bit of a break, and then they're getting ahead of you, and then we're obviously not creating enough traffic. And I feel like, you know, it's the reality. Once the bottom of the lineup, we're having a hard time creating opportunities. You know, like. We're relying pretty much on the top 4 or 5 guys. And then if those guys in the bottom are not able to get on base, that's why we're having a hard time scoring runs right now.
So what? And then, like, I think tonight they're already 0-4 against the Braves, and they're going with Frankie Montas is back. Isn't that about right?
He's making his first start of the season tonight. And let's just say he got completely smashed in his rehab starts at AAA, completely smashed. I had the numbers earlier, and they are just dreadful what he has done. Oh, here we go. 13.19 ERA, 26 hits, 8 homers, 8 strikeouts. That's in 4 rehab starts. He gave up 8 homers. I mean, you got to be. That is
give me
not
the Braves.
Ideal for him tonight against that Brave lineup, that's for sure. Elsewhere, Diamondbacks beat the White Sox, a cool 10-0 win for them. Pavin Smith getting hot for the Diamondbacks. Not one, but 2 homers last night. The first one on Diamondbacks TV.
The 1-0. Pavin slams it to right. Way back and say goodbye. Pavin Smith way out of here, and it's 5-0 Diamondbacks.
Wow. There you go. Smith, who nobody's ever heard of.
Well, here's the problem for the Diamondbacks, who have been playing a little bit better. They got guys, they're dropping like flies, basically. So Corbin Carroll's going on the IL. He's got a fracture in his wrist, so he's going to be finished for a while. Eugenio Suarez, who's been red hot, as you know, he got hit by a pitch last night and had to leave the game. And it said negative x-rays, but he is not in the lineup tonight, Suarez. So he's not playing. Josh Naylor left the game with a shoulder problem last night. He is in the lineup tonight, so I guess he's doing a little bit better. But that's a lot of their big bats that I just mentioned that are currently on the mend for Arizona, who needs all the wins they can get right now.
Yeah, and how about Noah Syndergaard? How long has he been out of baseball?
I thought he was going to be in the Mets Old Timers Day game this summer. Now he's pitching with the White Sox this season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
How about those battling Bucks, Carver High, last night?
How about those battling Bucks last night? They actually opened up a 3-0 lead in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Brewers came back, but the Pirates getting it done late. And that would be off the bat of all people, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, IKF, the go-ahead triple on Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Oh, this is hit toward the right field corner. If it's fair, it's extra bases. It's a fair ball. Kiner-Falefa into second. Ball hangs up. Rabella waves home. Bam. He will score into third with a trip. Trip. Triple goes Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And the Pirates take the lead back.
Triple. So Nick Gonzalez went 5-for-5 with 2 RBIs. The Pirates haven't had a guy go 5-for-5 since before Christ. Tommy Pham hit a home run for the first time this year. And I think he rang the bell with Yelich. He did hit one.
We sure did. It was a big one. Christian Yelich with a bell ringer for us. Now, that was the one that actually tied the game at 4 for Milwaukee. That homer that Yelich hit. But then, thankfully, IKF was able to go ahead and take care of business for the Pirates. And they good bullpen, too. Brewers had a couple opportunities late with some guys on, and the Pirates were able to get out of it. So nice job by then. Elsewhere, you want to ring the bell again? Why don't we go ring it this time in Minneapolis, where the Mariners once again had the hot bats out against the Twins. Julio Rodriguez on
nice call.
In right-hander is a giant. Julio rips this ball to left field. Not coming back. Julio with a massive take. Second deck and falling down below. A long time coming. It's a 3-0 Mariners lead.
I mean, they had 4 guys hit home runs, and Raleigh hit another one, 32. Rayleigh hit one. Canzone hit one. I mean, it was the whole team hit one.
Canzone, can you go get me a calzone? Did hit one.
Everyone loves calzones.
Everyone loves calzones, especially when Canzone hits a home run. But that was a huge shot for J-Rod. And yes, Cal Raleigh hit his 32nd home run last night. He has a home run in 4 straight games.
I mean,
he
honestly.
He has 6 homers in his last 6 games. He's got 5 homers in 4 games against the Twins so far this year. The unfortunate thing for him is that he's in the American League with Aaron Judge. Now, I will say, you did this last week too. It does get a little closer every week with how much of a tear that Raleigh's been on, but he's still light years away from coming close to him in terms of the odds board for the MVP. But Raleigh's down to plus 550 now and getting him. You know, Judge was minus 10,000 a couple of weeks ago, so at least this Raleigh odd streak, I guess, makes him think he has a chance at it.
Well, I just think it would be fantastic because, you know, I don't expect Judge to play every game, every week, every month of this season. He always goes on the IL at least once or twice. And if that guy were to get injured, I think, and Raleigh kept this up, I think that those numbers would change dramatically. I mean, I think what he's doing is incredible. You're talking about he's already broke, like, Johnny Bench records. Yeah. Before the All-Star game in Major League history. He's doing things we haven't seen in the longest time from a catcher. He's unbelievable, the numbers he's putting up, the home runs. And it's like every day now. I mean, he's doing it. I mean, he did it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's insanity.
He's got the Johnny Bench catching before the All-Star break. I told you yesterday he's got the Mickey Mantle switch hitting one.
Right,
The All-Star break. I mean, those are, you know, those aren't just, you know, everyday names.
Johnny Bench and Mickey Mantle.
They haven't played in a while, those guys.
Those guys weren't too shabby.
Those guys have played. And I already, then now today it's shifted to starting to compare his numbers with the Bonds 72 homer season. I think we're a little too early for that, but he's having one hell of a year.
Well, let's look at this as well. You got Bonds on gas and Raleigh on nothing, allegedly.
Nice.
So there's a big difference. If a guy has 36, what is he? He has 32 now. Is that
32.
What it is? 32?
Yeah.
32 now, and he's not a juicer. So these guys, let's face facts. Bonds, Sosa, McGuire, all juice heads.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.